This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back to it. Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Adam Crowley, why don't you tell us who we got on the line?
We got our guy, Jeff Hathorn, who is brought to us by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
Certainly is. Jeff Hathorn joins right now. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Hello. What's with this weather? The Steelers have got to practice today. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I know. They've got to get it done. Luckily made it over to the high school and everything yesterday. All right. Take us through. You know, I was thinking about things to ask you today because there's so much flying around campus. How about we start here? Why don't you tell me one person who, when you went into camp, said, I don't know if this guy's going to make this football team, and now you say, I don't know how the Steelers could keep him off of this football team.
Cam Hayward. Yep. Anthony Miller, I think, would be a guy that I've been really impressed with that, you know, really languished on the practice squad for most of last year and wasn't impressive during practices. He looked like a different guy. He's been sharp. He's been crisp. He just seems like a really smart depth add for the Steelers. And, you know, if something were to happen with injuries, Anthony Miller's a guy who's done it in the NFL before and has been impressive with what he's done at camp so far.
Jeff, who should we expect not to see on Saturday night?
The aforementioned Hayward, T.J. Watt, Ogunjobi, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Chase Claypool, I think those guys, Pat Freiermuth. But beyond that, I think we will see a little bit of Trubisky because of the quarterback battle. Najee Harris is another guy we won't see. But a lot of the other guys we'll see. And it's interesting with the middle linebacker because I might tend to say probably not Miles Jack, but you know, you would think if Bush and Spillane are in a competition, you're going to want to see them out there for a little bit of game tape. But we'll find out more for sure on Thursday, but those are the guys, I think. I don't think it'll be as bad as what Jacksonville didn't play in the Hall of Fame game, but it'll be a pretty long list, and it'll be people that won't surprise you.
Jeff, both Adam and Andrew Filippone have heard from sources that the quarterback rotation will look something like Trubisky for a few series, Rudolph for most of the second and third quarter, and Kenny Pickett for the fourth quarter. Should we read anything into that rotation?
Not yet. Not yet. And that's the same thing that we're hearing at camp. Kind of depending, like it used to be with Ben, it was kind of, well, depending on the success of the first series or two, we'll determine how long Trubisky's out there. And, you know, I've heard, you know, Mason could just go the rest of the first half if it's a relatively successful run for Trubisky and then give Pickett the entire second half. We'll kind of see how that plays out. But yeah, I've heard a similar rotation. Here's what I think. Once you get done with this game and there's some game footage, then you're going to start to see the quarterback reps based more on what's happened and less on what the plan is. But that won't happen until after this game. But once you get that game tape, see how they perform, then I think you'll start seeing some reps that are more on how they've performed because they do have something that's not just practice tape.
You wrote it up on 93.7thefan.com, Jeff, but George Pickens was yelling at folks yesterday.
It was pretty cool. It's a one-on-one drill, basically a two-point conversion, wide receiver, defensive back. And there was a play where Pickens may have been a little interference, but he wasn't able to make the catch, and a defensive back was involved, and Minkah started chirping at him. And Pickens kind of walked by him And you couldn't tell because he had his helmet on if he was saying anything, but he just kind of like did that slow walk looking at him. And, you know, Mako was playfully talking. The next four, Pickens made the grab. A couple of them were really tough combat catches. And after the last one, he looked over at Minka and Edmonds and Mollett and a couple of other guys and told him to stop talking stuff and was like dead serious staring at them. And he just stared at them the whole time he walked back towards the huddle, like with this super intense face. Now, nothing further came of it, but it was like, damn, like this guy got ticked off and he was serious. Like some other guys, you know, you see smiles or things and like, he was like into it, and it was actually kind of cool to see the intensity, especially at this point in practice where things are starting to get a little mundane.
It's easy to talk whenever you know you're not going to get hit too, though. I'll tell experience. It's easy to talk to somebody when you know you're not going to get smacked across the middle.
That's true. That is true. And Minka and Edmonds had a huge hit on Benny Snell at goal line, so they were able to get a shot in towards the end, but there is something with the way that Pickens has approached being a professional so far that's been, I think it's even surprised some people, because you heard a couple of stories from Georgia, and man, he has been really good with everything that he's done.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Jeff Hathorn, he joins right now. All right, Devin Bush, let's talk about him, because we talked so much about that linebacker position headed into camp that we need a pulse on what's going on there. No matter what he does, no matter how well he plays, will he make believers out of this camp, and has he played well?
He's been okay.
Is that good enough, though?
Pardon me?
Is that good enough, just okay?
No. And here's the thing to me is he knew when that option wasn't picked up, all right, this is my last contract. I'm playing, if not for the Steelers next year, for somebody else. I got to go out there and show it. And he's a co-starter. That's the best he could do with Robert Spillane, is be a co-starter. Now, I don't want to take anything away from Spillane, but Bush has had Miles Jack to work with, Brian Flores to work with, and he's been okay. Now, game situations obviously are going to truly dictate, you know, how far he's come, but, you know, he hasn't shown anything that's been noteworthy in camp. That's not to say he's been horrible, but he also isn't out there and you're like, wow, I noticed Devin Bush. There hasn't been that at camp.
Jeff, real quick, what's the injury with Chase Claypool?
Shoulder.
Shoulder? I mean, is it a shoulder sprain? You know what it is? Like,
yeah, but they haven't. Now, Claypool went through drills yesterday. He didn't go through full contact, but he went through one-on-one drills, and he did more than he's done. He was in full pads, so he's coming along. And there were a couple of injuries yesterday, a rib injury to Alex Highsmith. And, man, Kevin Dotson fighting for that left guard spot re-injured the ankle towards the end of practice. We don't know the severity of it. They're going to test it when they got back to camp. We're going to find out more today. But, man, you know, here's a guy that's trying to fight for a job and dealt with an ankle injury and now is dealing with another ankle injury. We'll find out the severity and a hip flexor injury for Deontay Johnson. So there were a couple guys banged up yesterday, but it was good to see Larry Ogunjobi out there. And, man, like, you noticed him right away. When Ogunjobi was out there, he made some tackles 11-on-11, and he only played in a couple snaps.
Let me go back to Claypool for a second, Jeff. We heard Brandon Marshall's comments earlier that you guys got yesterday afternoon. What did you make of those?
Intriguing that, you know, with some of the issues Claypool had, that you call on one of the most, you know, outspoken receivers of the last decade or so to help you out. But he's been there. He knows that. He understands the position. I think it's a great opportunity. And when Claypool talks about Marshall, there's this reverence, you know, that the guy has been there. He's walked in my shoes. He's made mistakes. Like, he talks to him like you would see Lyman talk about Munchak. Or, I mean, like, this guy, he trusts everything Brandon Marshall says. And Marshall, you know, from what he told us, had some good advice for him. We'll see if he picks it up. But imagine this. I mean, the wild card, everybody's talking about Pickens and Deontay Johnson. What if Claypool comes back to what he was his rookie season? All of a sudden, the elevation of that receiving core and the opportunities there kind of get you excited.
Mason Rudolph said yesterday his next evolution, if you will, in camp is trying to push the ball down the field a little bit more. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Haven't seen that yet. And I know that that's the goal. Trubisky's been, I think, the most aggressive down the field than what we've seen. And it's probably cost him. And, you know, people are keeping, you know, completion percentages and stuff like that. Mason's dumped a lot down. He hasn't seen those opportunities yet. Maybe we'll see them in the game Saturday. But there hasn't been a ton down the field when we've seen 11 on 11.
Last thing for you, how important is it to try to, and this is Saturday, the practices, of course, but Saturday in stadiums, if you will, how important is it to start to come into focus a true backup running back, an RB2, if you will? And do you think that the beginnings of that will happen on Saturday, Jeff?
Yeah, I do. And to his credit, Benny Snell had a good day yesterday. He had the longest run. He was stuffed right at the goal line on that aforementioned hit by Fitzpatrick and Edmonds, but two plays later was able to dive over the top from the two to score. It was a good day for Benny Snell, but he needs to string some days together because that job is up. One thing that's been a little disappointing is you haven't really noticed Anthony McFarland at camp at all, but here's an opportunity to turn that and work it in his favor. And how is Jaylen Warren going to do in his first opportunity? He's been a darling of camp, but he needs to show it in a game. So of all the, you know, there's so many different things to look for. People will be watching the quarterbacks, but running backs, you're right. They want to find a solid number two if they're going to give Najee some rest.
Jeff,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.